Hello everybody. Hello, it's George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. This is about Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Now, Sir Keir Starmer holds that office, but as you may know, he's in the doldrums. His approval rating's absolutely rock bottom, the lowest of any Prime Minister ever, including Liz Truss. Admittedly, she's in there for 7 weeks. It's clear that his time in number 10 Downing Street is not going to be that much longer. Months ago, I predicted on the 8th of May he'd resign after dreadful results, after Labour being trashed for Holyrood, trashed for the Welsh Parliament, and trashed in the English local authorities. And there's every indication that he's going to lose all three and lose them badly. How can he hobble on? But Starmer's thinking, does he have some loyal cabinet ministers? Can he come up with some sort of plan? So it's not very plausible anymore to say, well, I was elected for a full mandate, I'm going to fill out the 5 years. We must know the psychodrama of the Labour, sort of the Conservative years. Labour must stay for the full 5 years under the same PM. But that's just not viable. Back when there were mutterings in February about getting him out, they thought maybe things could turn around. Perhaps these elections on Thursday, 7th of May, wouldn't turn out to be as dreadful as they feared. But no, they're looking every bit as bad as they were forecast. There's nothing in indicating Starmer's popularity rising. And okay, it's stabilised slightly. When he said the United Kingdom is not going into the Iran war. By the way, had he said, yeah, we're joining the United States, war against Iran, he would have been out a long time ago. There have been shades of March 2003, the last time a Labour Prime Minister led the United Kingdom into a war in the Middle East alongside the United States. And admittedly, the circumstances are very different. Thing is, people are saying Andy Burnham, he's the great white hope, and people, the National Executive Committee of Labour Party saying we would no longer oppose him standing for Parliament. Remember, he's the mayor of Manchester, and the Labour Party rules require the NEC grant permission for a sitting mayor to seek election to Parliament. But that requires a safe Labour seat to come up. Is there such a thing as a safe Labour seat? Well, I think there are some. However dreadful it is for Labour, there are some seats that it's very hard to see them losing, even under current circumstances. Now, where's Streeting? People have been plotting for months. He's been less and less subtle about it in recent weeks, partly because, time is not on his side. He'd like to move now when Burnham's not a member of Parliament. Because if Andy Burnham's not an MP, then he can't contest the leadership. And seeing that maybe Starmer is at rock bottom. So he's got to have the courage of convictions and go for it. Not to go for it right before the local elections, because that might seem to be too disloyal. And when the locals turn out to be terrible for Labour, Starmer would say, well, that's because you undermine me, Sir Keir, you undermine me, Wes Streeting. That you caused this Labour civil war. So just after this, a Streeting presumably resigned from the cabinet. How can you challenge when you're actually formally inside the cabinet? Starmer could also say, I found out proof of you plotting against me, therefore you're sacked. I mean, if I know about it, Starmer definitely knows about it. So Wes Streeting, he's just so slimy. He is the young Mandelson, and he's obviously a close friend of Peter Mandelson. He's an absolute monster, absolutely evil. He's also telegenic. Streeting, scumbag, violent, cruel, detestable. He's not thick. I think even the worst as enemies wouldn't say that. He's capable and dangerous and a danger to us all. I mean, they're all evil, really. The entire Labour cabinet and most politicians and most parties are. But Labour's is the worst of the worst. They so often they have the power of life and death over vulnerable people, and they choose violence. They choose cruelty and hatred towards the defenseless, and they do well out of it. But so come Streeting will challenge and try to do it quickly. The thing is, Angela Rayner's tax affairs have still not been sorted out, so that's why there's a window of opportunity for him. If HMRC suddenly sometimes says yes, we give Angela Rayner a clean bill of health, she's back in the game. Streeting would like to be prime minister before that. One thing Starmer could do, be a bit statesmanlike, say I recognise that my premiership did not turn out as it wanted to do. I'm becoming a distraction, becoming a problem to Labour achieving everything it needs in terms of social justice. I announce my resignation as the leader of the Labour Party, stay on as Prime Minister in a caretaker capacity until the conference in September. And so Labour will have an orderly transition over about 5 months rather than rush it. Starmer, then the Mandelson affair, that's why he's there. People want to be the leaders of the Jeffrey Epstein party. But there is collective cabinet responsibility. all cabinet ministers are responsible for the appointment of Peter Mandelson. If it was that unacceptable to you, you would have resigned. And the lies and the incompetence about the appointment of Mandelson's have come out subsequently. You can't pin it all on Starmer. Collective ministerial responsibility. Another thing is that Starmer is so appalling, you could have booted about in February and you didn't. And not one of Labour cabinet minister resigned over the fact that Starmer was still there. Okay, so that's a possibility. There's really between people saying Angela Rayner and Wes Streeting. Now, the other one is Ed Miliband, who was obviously their leader 2010 to 2015. Will he come back? Yesterday's man, I think, wow, he's just really Starmer Mark II. But Streeting is thought to have 80 members of Parliament on his side, enough to sign his nomination papers for the leadership election. So people talking about Al Carnes, he's a sort of the wild card candidate. He's only been in Parliament not even 2 years, and was a former, was a Royal Marines officer. So someone a bit left field, not your typical Labour MP who's been sort of like a journalist or a think tanker or just a policy wonk, worked for an MP, never had a real job in his or her life, or sometimes academic or journalist, if you're lucky. And Labour doesn't have much credentials on defence, he would give them some much-needed ballast in that regard. So those are the ones they're really talking about, not talking about Rachel Reeves at all. But, you know, Starmer is desperate, attempt to cling on by his fingertips, saying he'd like to bring Angela Rayner back into cabinet. I mean, he said it again a few months ago, he said it again. But therefore, someone has to make space. Who would he kick out? She's an absolute ignoramus. She failed disastrously on housing. Target of building 150,000 a year. They're building 70,000 houses a year, and it's falling. It's the lowest for over 10 years. It couldn't have been worse. You managed to reduce the number of houses built, not increase. So, and I remember Kemi Badenoch taunting her about this only weeks into this government, and then her giggling embarrassedly, Angela Rayner, and even she wasn't so thick to realise this is wrong, is on the money, but really had no defence, and then telling barefaced lie, saying, no, we made our target. There's nothing of the kind. There's not the slightest indication Labour is going to get anywhere even remotely close to its target. It's moving further and further away from the target. Better fess up rather than more disappointment. And I don't know how you're going to rethink the strategy. I don't know how to increase house building, but, you know, then I'm not the housing minister. Okay, so it would not be pretty. I think they've all got fairly negative rating amongst the public. Andy Burnham would be in some ways the best choice for Labour. I know he's very popular in Manchester, where he's been elected mayor thrice, the king of the north. Thing is, Manchester, if he becomes an MP, then he has to resign as mayor of Manchester according to Labour rules. And in fact, you know, the law of the land, Angela Rayner changed that rule to try and prevent, you know, him or Sadiq Khan having a shot at the leadership. And then Labour would face a by-election for the mayoralty of Manchester, something which would not be easy. I reckon they'd still win, but not by much. They used to romp home. That would cost about £500,000 that campaign. But Labour has recognised it's a price worth paying. And they might even lose that mayoralty of Manchester. I don't think so, but I couldn't rule it out. Maybe it was a 30% chance. But they say, if we get Burnham in as Prime Minister, that could turn things around. We've got to make that sacrifice. Some of them are ruining the fact they didn't let Burnham stand in that by-election a few months ago, thinking they would have won it. And that's probably true. He would have been in the cabinet and maybe he would have been prime minister right now and they'd be in a rather better situation. What say you? Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, Twitter, account, 790gmail.com. Goodbye.